Hey, I'm not sure what time of day this message is reaching you, but one thing I know for sure is that you're probably similar to me, where you've either had some credit challenges or maybe you're already doing well and want to turn that good into great. Well, either way, you're going to really enjoy the next few minutes we spend together because I'm going to help you go over six different ways that you can get your score to an 800 plus. And this is with no sweat. It's as simple as pie. And at the end, what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to share with you a special surprise. So, if you stick around, I think it'll be worth it for you. So let's just run through this really quickly. I'm going to give it to you so you can take notes. Obviously, you can call back in and listen to it again, but let's just go through it the first time. Don't worry about taking notes this first time. I just want you to kind of listen to this because these are really simple moves that they never taught us. It's really weird how the school system in America spends so much time teaching us certain types of math and numbers, but then they completely ignore other types, which are pretty beneficial, right? So don't feel weird if you've never heard about any of this that I'm about to share with you, because you are not alone. This is why one out of four in America right now has a credit score in the 500s, if you can believe that. We are living in a time where financial illiteracy is at an all-time high. And it's really unfortunate, but enough gloom and doom, because you're here. You're about to be part of the solution and not the problem. I applaud you. And I want to remind you that an 800 credit score is actually worth about $100,000 in buying power. So if you were to just take it upon yourself, the duty, the responsibility to uphold these tenets of financial literacy I'm about to share with you, 1,800 credit scores in your community is like you putting 100 million financially literate dollars right there where you live and work and your children go to school. So let's get into this, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of background so that this feels weighty. I want this to have some gravity as you're listening, because this is not just some simple number, this credit score thing. This is the single most accurate predictor of your financial destiny, this little three-digit number. So it's pretty important. All right, so let's get into it. Here's the first key to getting an 800 credit score. Have a good payment history. That's number one. Have a good payment history. Did you know 35% of your score is based on how quickly you pay back your debt? Paying off your purchases in one day is always much better than waiting 19 days. And always, always pay everything off as soon as you can. If you're looking to improve your credit in the long term, you'll want to establish a spotless payment history. Your payment history, also known as payment performance, is the record you've established by either paying or not paying your bills on time. And it's the single most important factor among all major credit scores. There's a formula here, and this is 35% of it. According to a study from credit score company FICO, a single 30-day late payment can drop a good score, and we'll call a good score for our purposes around 780. Well, just one single late payment can drop a good score by 90 to 110 points. Can you believe that? So even as Novae begins to restore your credit to the level you deserve, be sure to work with us, not against us, by staying current, or even better, being early. All right, what's number two? Number two is, how is credit score calculated the second way? Low utilization ratio. That's right, low utilization ratio. Listen, 30% of your score is always going to be based around how much of your excess you're already using. So a person who owes $50 on a $500 card is always better off than a one who owes $4,500 on a $5,000 limit. People with an 800 credit score, on average, only use about 7% of their available credit. So get your ratio as low as possible. You can apply for more credit to get your ratio lower. Your credit utilization, which is the amount of your credit card balance compared to the credit limit, plays a major role in your credit score. Like we said, it is 30% of your credit score. Credit utilization is the second biggest factor then that influences this number. Second only to your payment history, which we already told you is 35% of your score. And I'm saying this so that you understand it's imperative that you either generate more cash flow so you're able to get your balances below 30% of what's available, Or you need to apply for the types of credit cards and trade lines that help you build your available credit the fastest way legally possible. And, you know, lucky for you, we've already gathered the ultimate collection of utilization rate shrinking credit cards and primary user trade lines, which are much better than being an authorized user in somebody else's credit cards or trade lines, by the way. And this helps you restore your credit to the level you deserve. So what is number three then? Number three is just as important. Build credit history. Build credit history. Now listen, this one can be tricky, but you've got to do it. If you don't have a credit history, it's hard to get a loan. It's hard to get a credit card. These days, it's hard to get a job or even an apartment. But how are you supposed to show a history of responsible repayment if nobody will give you credit in the first place? I get it. But listen, since 15% of your score is based on your credit history and the average age of all your accounts, most people give you the same basic advice. They say, get put on somebody's account as an authorized user or go get yourself a secured card. And this is okay advice, but I'm going to give you their secrets. Keep in mind, opening new accounts will actually lower your score temporarily. Now, of course, for many, it's worth it in the long run, especially if you're lowering your utilization ratio like we just discussed in secret number two. But here's the thing. Don't close any of your accounts, even if you aren't using it. Keep those accounts open or that history is going to get deleted. And the longer your history, the better for your score. And here's the last point I want to make. Listen to me. You need trade line accounts, which will report to the major credit bureaus. Hopefully all three, where you're listed as the primary user. It's amazing the difference that it makes. Now, again, we've already collated what you need in this area. Your website has an entire section of its back office dedicated to credit building resources. So get started today and let us get to work. After all, time isn't money. It's far more valuable than that. I mean, if I were to offer you $100,000 and then I said to you, but there's one catch. You're going to have to die tonight. Chances are you'll say, I'll pass. Well, you've just proven to yourself that time is more important than money. So what am I saying? I'm saying that if you don't have the extra money you need, don't worry. You know, believe it or not, we have an affiliate program that'll immediately add at least $400 to $600 a month into your take-home pay, starting with your next paycheck. Listen, this is a beautiful thing for you. Now you're using the tax laws to your advantage. And no one talks about that, but we'll get more into that in a minute. Here's the fourth way that I want you to have in your mind. Use different types of credit. Listen, do you know, even though the first one we talked about was 35%, and the second one was 30%, and the third one's 15%, 10% is nothing to sneeze. A full 10% of your score, though, is based around how many types of credit you have. So this is secret number four. Use different types of credit. Having different types of credit, like a mortgage, a credit card, an installment loan of some kind, it shows you're responsible. Don't take out unnecessary loans, even though this only represents 10% of your score. Listen to me. Fully leveraging this means a 650 score could quickly look like a 715, and that's a huge difference. So the question becomes, what credit types can you leverage to increase your FICO score? This is so simple, but you need to know or you don't know, right? So listen to me. You can use installment loans. That's things like auto loans, student loans, furniture purchases, etc. Bank credit cards. Hello. Retail credit cards. You know, you walk in a department store and they say, hey, would you like to apply for? Well, maybe you should, right? Because it's going to increase your credit mix. What about gas station credit cards? That's also important. What about mortgage loans? You know, unpaid loans taken on by collection agencies or debt buyers are even part of your credit mix, even rental data. And you know, what's really fascinating about Novae Money is that while many of these categories only report when payments are delinquent, when you're with us, we can set you up where even your untimed rent payments report as positive incidents on your report. Now that's a real game changer for the 42 million Americans who have a score in the 500s or lower. So what's secret number five? Let's move right along. Credit inquiries. Another 10% of your score is based around what we call inquiries. See, every time you agree to what's called a hard check, it affects your score. Every single time. This could happen when you open a checking account with a bank. This could happen with a new phone plan. This could even happen when you're applying for a new credit card. A hard inquiry or a hard check means that some third party has looked into your status. And multiple hard inquiries in a short period could make lenders and credit card issuers consider you high risk, because now it looks like you're short on cash and you're scrambling to rack up a bunch of debt. So, why am I telling you all this? Because you should consider spreading out your credit card applications. This is all opposed to what's called a soft inquiry, which is where you look at your own score through something like creditreport.com or some similar site like that. Soft inquiries, also known as soft pulls, typically occur when a person or a company checks your background. This might happen when you, for instance, are looking for a new credit card, or if they check your credit without your permission to see if you qualify. Your employer might even run a soft inquiry before hiring you. Making a lot of applications at once can drop your score a lot. But only the hard inquiries made in the last 12 months crush it. The hard ones are the ones that crush it. So one thing I want to point out is that with NoPay, unlike many companies who bill themselves as credit repair companies, you don't have to worry about hard inquiries because they do everything in such a way they can stick to their mission statement of increasing your FICO score the fastest way legally possible. So then what is number six? Millionaires, this is probably my favorite of all six. You should join NoPay Money. And I'll tell you why, right? Because there's all kinds of credit repair companies out here. You know, I saw one recently that charges like $125 a month. And they literally only send three letters a month for you, right? Or I saw another one that charges $89 a month. They charge you $89 a month to mail your own letters. So, you know, why I say that NoPay is amazing, or why it's been amazing for me, is because I almost consider it like an iPhone. I don't know how much you notice, but Steve Jobs did not invent the iPhone. When you look at everything that Steve Jobs was able to pull together, what he actually did was he combined the touchscreen from over here. He didn't invent apps, but he added it onto this device. He didn't even invent the iPod concept that was then integrated into the world's most popular smartphone. So what did he do? He put it all together. That's NoPay Money. It's an iPhone. We didn't invent credit score enhancement. We didn't invent credit score simulators. We didn't invent the credit score builder, which separates your score into these five different categories we've discussed. So you ain't having a bunch of letters written for you for nothing, when that's not even a problem with your score. Some people are like, man, I've been writing all these letters. My score isn't changing. Well, that's because that part of your score is already as good as it can get. So instead of all of that, we have put it all together. Instead of you having to go this place for financial literacy, this place for debt elimination, this place over here for budgeting software, then you got to go to this place for your business credit. Then you have to go to this place for lending. What we did was we put it all together. There's never been a company this able to make financial success so affordable for the ordinary American. And it's simply on us to take advantage. I'm going to tell you, people don't realize it, but growing your riches, growing your credit score, it's a lot like growing a tree. They say the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. But you want to know the second best time? Right now. Oh, so I hope that was helpful for you. I hope you learned a lot in our time together. And I promised you a surprise. That was it. What I suggest you do is to take all of this weight off of your shoulders and just let the company do it for you. It's completely automated credit enhancement. It's completely automated financial success. The minute you sign up for a home-based business, you're already ahead of the curve. But on top of that, instead of these companies that want your money, what NoPay wants is your testimony. So let them work magic. I had a friend of mine. She literally just got started August 15th. She's never had an interest rate beneath 10%. Do you know, by September 12th, her score was up 92 points, and she's now driving her brand new car. She went in there with a check from her credit union for $21,000. They delivered the car to the dealership that was closest to her, and all because of the power of credit, the respect that you get from the power of a higher credit score. Nothing in this world would change your life more than God, love, and an extra 120 points on your credit score. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to see you at the top, or I'm going to see you from the top, but I ain't coming back down. Welcome to Novae.